Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to another exciting WFHB Firehouse session. This is Abby, and I'm very happy to be here with Aisleen and Esteban of the Phoenix, Arizona band Glixen. Thank you both so much for making time to be here today. We're going to have the chance to talk more with Aisleen and Esteban, but first, would you start us out with a song?
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
This one is Mood Swing.
Listening to Glixen here on WFHB. That was beautiful. Thank you, guys. We're really excited to have you here. Have you played in Bloomington before, or is this your first time?
Let me see. This is our first time.
Yay. Well, we're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
In doing a little research, I learned that Glixon was formed in 2020 in Phoenix, Arizona. Can you share a little bit with us about the evolution of the band?
Like at that time?
Yeah.
We started writing during lockdown of 2020. I really wanted to just have a band and write music with Esteban. So, we kind of just wrote these songs in a few months, and we got Kier as a drummer. We had my bassist Sonia, and we all just started practicing.
That's great. And you released your debut EP, She Only Said, via Julia's War Records in August of 2023. And it is on current rotation here at WFHB. And for those listeners who haven't heard it yet, it's got this great melancholy feel and fuzzy, entrancing shoegaze sound like you just heard. What was the experience like recording that EP?
It was like a long process recording it, but we learned so much just from that experience.
Our producer Anthony Brandt, he took us in basically and just showed us what it's like to be in the studio.
That's
and
great.
Like the how much it takes.
Yeah.
Recording and pre-production,
right,
before recording. It's like a whole thing. So we spent a lot of time doing pre-production, and then we recorded, and there's some things we didn't like, so it took a long time for us to figure out the perfect tones and how it would sound mixed too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Anthony like helped us through.
That's wonderful. That. So this was really the first time in the studio in this way.
Right. Yeah,
that's very like cool.
Professional.
That's great. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about songwriting in the band, because you mentioned you started playing together. Are you two the primary songwriters, and you write together?
Yeah,
I write the lyrics and vocals, and I'm most of the time write rhythm, and he'll help with the leads and help the structures. But recently, new songs, he's been doing rhythm, and we kind of just bounce off each other.
Yeah, that's very collaborative.
Best way to put it.
Yeah. Well, I read also that on your website you plan to release your sophomore EP in 2024. And earlier this month you released a brand new single, Forever Soon, that got some really good press from Stereo Gum. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is there anything you can share about that new EP with us yet?
Well, we are writing it right now. We want to record it in May. So it probably won't be out till like end of the year.
Cool.
So we don't
stay tuned. Well, I think now would be a great time for another song if you're ready.
Yes.
Great.
This one is Splendor. Okay.
Thank you.
been listening to Glixon here on WFHB. So you've been making your way across the U.S. On a headlining tour. How has that been so far?
Well, we did a few shows, a few headline shows, but we were touring with Soft Cult.
Very cool.
For like a week, and we just, now we're doing a few headlines right now until we start our tour with Glitterer on March 1st for like a week and a half.
Wow.
And then we have some festivals. We're doing South by Southwest.
I was going to ask you about that. Is this your first time doing? That's very exciting. Yeah, just very a few just a few weeks, right? Yeah. Very exciting. I also saw that you've played with Hotline TNT, and you're going to be opening for Interpol. And today you just announced that you're touring, doing some West Coast dates with Dive. That's so exciting. How do you feel? Is this overwhelming? Are you taking it in?
I've been really emotional in the last week and a half. This is like it just feels like the beginning. Feels like a lot of work just finally kind of showing. And I mean, I've been doing this for 5 years, and it's overwhelming.
It feels
so
good.
Happy.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I just love this music so much. Like, this music is the love of my life. So,
well, I was going to ask you. You mentioned that an interview that I saw on YouTube was not your favorite, but something that I took from it. Is that there is sort of a lack of women in the shoegaze scene. And what's that like for you? Is that a difficult thing?
I felt like that. I mean, yeah, there's a lack of women, especially like colored women. But in the last year, I mean, like, I haven't really thought about it. I just have been focusing on Glixon and myself, and you know, I just try my best to
just do
focus
your thing
on the music, and you know, but yeah, I felt like that in the beginning.
Yeah,
it was hard. Like, just felt like a bunch of boys doing all the music that I.
And maybe it's changing. Maybe it's changing.
I hope that I encourage girls to play guitar
and definitely
buy pedals
and make them pretty.
Well,
it looks like we have time for one more song.
This one is Forever Soon.
Love this.
Thank you.
Glixen here on WFHB. Well, Iceline and Esteban, thank you so much for making the time to come in and do this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glixen plays tonight at the Bishop with Wishy. The doors open at 8 p.m. This is your host, music director, and Firehouse session producer, Abby DeRuzzi, and I'd like to give many thanks to our outgoing music director, Christine Brackenhoff, general manager, Jar Turner, engineers, Chama Henry and Deke Hager, and Christy Crandall, and to you for tuning in to WFHB. And thank you, Liza, taking it back over to you in the air room.